Yeah, it's not home run time. It's mind the gap time. It's just some of these playbacks have got to I think I need extra, you know. I think I need an extra salary for this one. All right, for those of you that are new, welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. And as always, I'm here until the hour of 11. And it's Wednesday, and it's the middle of the week for me. So middle of the week means the middle of hustling. So, and also, by the way, a thousand apologies for my Facebook viewers due to technical reasons. My devices are all heavily occupied right now, so I won't be able to live stream because, well, I need them operating at full power because I'm looking at one heck of a day. And that's, but well, we'll continue this whole live streaming tomorrow. And for those of you that are new, then you know that every time my voice sound like the deeper my voice sounds, the more you know that you didn't sleep, did you? I slept just not enough hours. So which is one of those very good reasons why I'm so glad my devices are operating at full power. So, you know, I can use that as an excuse to not live stream, because if I start live streaming and people will be like, eish, why the heck do you look like that? But, you know, I look fine. But anyway, let's look at one of the stories coming out of South Africa, one that I came across on social media yesterday. So I managed to track it back to its source. That's with with SABC News, South Africa. And it's one of those stories that, that will keep me reminding, us, by us, I mean, not us, Eagle FM or us, Kavangos, I mean, us Africans, that, I know we point fingers a lot, but there's one thing we don't talk about a lot. Again, one of those, there's one conversation we don't find a lot amongst, Pan-Africanists that closer look in the mirror. Okay, that's, I'm going to coming out. But anyway, that closer look in the mirror, and that's the look of, on everything that's, that's wrong, or that has gone wrong and continued, and because some of it continues to go wrong on this continent, are we sure we are absolutely blameless? Can we say that with a straight face? That, you know what? Everything that has gone on this, and continue to go wrong, especially economically on this continent, it's because of, of Europeans, Indians, Chinese, and, we're just as innocent as a lamb. We didn't do anything to contribute to this problem. Because I'm bringing that up because one of the stories that's coming out of, that's coming out of Mpumalanga, it's one of those stories that is still developing. Because it's a developing story, just take it with a pinch of salt. Now, having that out of the way, let me just take you through it. Mpumalanga Premier Mandla Ndlovu has instituted an investigation into the Provincial Education Department procurement of 22 laptops valued at $2 million. $2 million for 22 laptops? Now, a lot of experts have done the math and found that for 22 laptops to be bought for $2 million, each of those laptops should be costing at least for 22 laptops to be bought at the value, at the cost of $2 million. This is Namibian dollars, aka, because the 22 million is in rands, and, Namibian rands and South African, and Namibian dollars and South African rands, go one to one in terms of exchange rate. Now, here's the thing. A lot of experts have crunched the numbers and came to a conclusion that if this is true, then this Department of Education must have bought some kind of very high-end laptops. And the high-end laptops, each one of them to make every dollar accounted for, all those, you know, those 22 laptops should have costed at least 90 something thousand Namibian dollars each. Huh? Okay, which, if you look, unless you are, you are working at CERN in Switzerland, basically that's an EU project, that the Large Hadron Collider, also call it the God Project, but well, I'm not going to get into that, that's a white people thing. Actually, it's a European thing. But anyway, now, if that is true, it again for a millionth time points to one of those things that, you know, that keeps forcing me to talk about these things, which is Africans, let's face it. Let's face it. We are our biggest enemy. Like, you know, sure, Europeans may come in here and there and colonize, and the Chinese may show up here and there and, you know, bring loans and construction, you know, construction projects that are coming with a more of, more like extractive, projects that's coming with a Chinese dominated supply chain. All these things are present. On the, minus the colonizing part. That one took place and we still, you know, some people are still, you know, holding grudges to white people. But anyway, well, that's on them and white people. They will figure out how to settle that one. Now, for those of us that decided, you know what? I don't have a heart for all this poison. You know, I don't have a space for all this poison in my heart. So let's do this whole reconciliation thing and move on. Now, if the whole 20, you know, $2 million for 22 laptops is true, it again points out to something that is seriously wrong with our continent that we don't want to address. That as much as Europeans or Chinese or Indians or Americans influence, or more like, influence our terrible economic and political decision making on this continent, we play along. That's the only way it works. We play along. What do you mean? Okay, make I explain. There's something that I also touched on yesterday, and I just glossed through. The commander of US Africa Command is a joint military, you know, call it a joint military, military hug between the African continent and the, you know, and Western countries, especially the US, hence US Africa Command. By the way, the headquarter is in Germany. I know. It's a US Africa Command. United States versus Africa, which is why I said it's a military ecumenical hug between the US and, which is why I said Western countries, because, well, the headquarters of the organization is in Germany. But anyway, their commander is, appeared before Congress. Now, this is something that I have a problem is for some reason, I can't find it on, I'm trying to look at, at least most of the mainstream, sources that I looked at. I can't seem to find it. But social media seems to be going rampant with this story, especially amongst Pan-Africanists. And, what they're saying is that, General Langley, General Langley, that's his name, appeared before Congress where he pointed out what's going on in Burkina Faso and, saying that, you know, basically the current president of Burkina Faso, that's Ibrahim Traoré, is a danger to his own people. At least that's one of the quote that I found in a bunch of the sources that I was able to look at. A danger to his own people. Is Ibrahim Traoré a danger to his own people? I don't have the expertise to make that, that kind of analysis. After all, I'm just a comedian. But what does that sound like? I've heard this through. I've heard this before. This sounds very familiar. Remember Iraq's weapons of mass destruction? Yeah, that. And, you remember, democracy in Libya? Yeah, that one. The thing is, the problem is when you lie a lot, people tend to lose trust in, in you so much that even if you tell the truth, they'll be like, how sure you're not lying? So, where does the African part comes into this? Easy. Look, every time an African leader was toppled is because an African leader was involved in the toppling. Let me explain. This is one of those many examples that I've used a thousand times because it's one of the most obvious one. DRC. When Patrice Lumumba was dragged in the street, made to eat his speech, and then killed and dismembered, blah, 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 the whole harrowing story of what happened to that poor guy. You know who was involved? Mobutu Seseko, who then ran the country for decades with an iron fist. Last time I checked, bro was black. Now this is this is where the analogy of field Negro versus house Negro now comes in. It's a perfect analogy that describes African politics in a nutshell. Throw in Thomas Sankara in that one. His right hand man was the ultimate betrayer, who again, after Thomas Sankara's death, took over power and, ruled for decades. Now, before you start saying, this is just in Africa, we like backstabbing each other. Actually, no. That's the operational, that's the method of operation of overthrowing any government. You find someone someone within the organization or within the administration who you can easily bribe with an iPhone with two SIM cards or Mercedes-Benz with two engines or a trip to Japan, some property somewhere in the Maldives or some holiday to a holiday destination where the sun doesn't set. That's, you find someone within an organization. You see the same thing happening. With one Indonesian dictator. I keep forgetting that guy's name. You have the same story as the 1953 overthrow of Mohamed Mossadegh. He was replaced by not a European dictator, an Iranian national guy. Replaced him. The Shah. After all, it's in the name. The Shah of Iran. And, in Chile. The story of Thomas Sankara, Thomas Sankara and Salvador Allende of Chile have a lot of things in common. Most of, in a way that, they were all, they both, Thomas Sankara and Salvador Allende I think as they approached basically their inevitable demise, the most painful thing they came to realize was, okay, I'm just gonna lose my life because of someone I trusted. Because they were both, backstabbed by their right-hand men, who turned around to, participate, not only participating in the overthrow and the subsequent murder, but also took over the country and ran it, that country with an iron fist. That's a fancy way of saying they became full-blown dictator from the get-go. And, one thing. They were both criticized by Western media. Oh, dictator. But, who did the overthrowing? Well, Western guys. And, which companies stood the most to benefit from the overthrow? Western guys. You see, the mostly mainstream media is there to divert your attention. They'll be telling you that, the whole world knows that guy is a dictator. Wow! Is it, that's what they want you to think. They want you to think that you are looking at a dictator, but they know that, how do I put this? You have to understand the West, though. One thing I like about the West is that they understand capitalism. you and I, no, we are not there yet. They understand, you know, they understand capitalism in a, you know, they understand capitalism in a sense that, they understand capitalism in a sense that, they will, you know, the very same companies that are operating in your country that has a dictator, in a country that has a dictator, those companies will be, running their ads, or some of the shareholders that are, some of the shareholders that have shares in those companies also have shares in some of the mainstream media houses. Same shareholders. Now, here's the beauty of it. Here's the beauty. This is where I see the genius now. What they're gonna do is take some of their money from the operations that they are carrying out in a country that's being run by a quote unquote dictator. How their operations are running in a country run by a dictator comes with a lot of question marks. Now, they will take that money and then pay some of it to a bunch of media houses in the mainstream media houses and tell them, you know what? We want you to say this and this and this thing about that guy. Then the entire Western media will start going, you know, that is a dictator and he must be gotten rid of. And you know what? It takes the military that got rid of a democratically elected elected leader in, you know, in less than a year. You know, this Western countries will spend, you know, will spend less than a year to get rid of a democratically elected president. But it will take them 50 years to get rid of a dictator. 50 years. Plus, some of the dictators usually will die in office. At least he died, you know, his people will now gain independence. Meanwhile, in the background, they are sorting out now which dictator will take over power. Usually they find either your right-hand man or your son, just, you know, throw them in office as long as the interests are protected. Now, everything is interest-driven, as Henry Kissinger once told us. It has nothing to do with democracy. Has nothing to do, this is where I laugh in the face of the feminists and LGBTQ guys now. Because, politicians have basically, global politicians have managed to convince LGBTQ guys and feminists that they care about, okay, here's the thing, newsflash, they don't. If they found some form of interest that requires them to oppress women, to get to that interest, believe me, ladies, you would be in serious trouble. Now, if capitalism found a way to protest, to persecute the LGBTQ for them to get to their interest, they would do that without blinking. Once you understand that, everything is interest driven, as much as I hate to break it to you, not human right, I forget that crap. Everything is interest driven. So, if you are being favored, you have to know that you are in line with that particular interest. If you were not in line with that interest, no one would care. Now, the best way to pretend to like someone is to find a cover story. Man, the things I'm learning in politics, right? I think, y'all better start laughing at my jokes so I don't come up with with an idea to become a politician, because if I do, all the genius that I have acquired over a very long career since 2022, a particular set of skills that I have acquired here at Eagle FM, especially when it comes to looking at how the world, how the world of politics work. First, you need a cover story. This is the genius part now. But the interesting thing is you see the same thing in relationships. I'm talking about intimate relationship. You know, when, lovers meet for the first time, there's this whole lovey-dovey. They say, it all starts with, you hang up. This is at 3 o'clock in the morning. You hang up. No, you hang up first. You hang up. Good night. Good night. Good night. Well, you hang up. No, you hang up first. Oh, no, that relationship is too. Give it 5 minutes. 5 minutes is too long. Give it 2 seconds. And the next thing you know, honey, can I call you back? I have to turn on a microwave. Really? You can just put the phone on speaker and turn on the microwave. and I have to, you know, can I drink water? Let me call you back. Once you start hearing that, you know, from your homeboy. Okay, first of all, excuse me, Karen. If you keep hearing that from your homeboy, chances are very high they've slept together. Or, your homeboy asked to sleep with her and then she said, no, bro, is now working on a, you know, on channeling his market. How do I put this the political way? You know how Russia decided, you know, between 2014 and, you know, 2022 to, to change the channels of their economic operations from the Western countries towards China so that when they go into Ukraine, they have the... To be fair, well, the Kamboroto is Namibian, the wife is Namibian, the Kohonis are Namibian. Well, not just... Well, technically, they're saving the public. Let's pay the bills with a quick commercial break. We'll continue on the other side. Just remember, this is a comedy show. Don't take any of it serious. Or, if you do... And if you do, and you end up with a heart attack, you know, as the poster reads, don't blame Helmut or Eagle FM. This one is on you. Well, you took it serious, even after being given a disclaimer.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Welcome back. The time is 2 minutes. Past the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut Isofa and Eagle FM. And as always, I'm here until the hour of 11. Now, let's go back to the part of, there's $2 million, you know, 22 laptops. Just for perspective, one of my, one of my most revered gaming laptop is, is a type of laptop made by Dell, the made by Dell. It's an Alienware, especially the Area 51. Now, the laptop costs, roughly about 2,500 US. Now, that's 2,500 US, give or take, multiply that by 19. It's 47,000 Namibian dollars, 47,500 Namibian dollars. $40,000 laptop. Nice. Now, well, needless to explain why I don't have one. It's because even if I had the $40,000 now, I would rather spend that money on a dangy Botswana. Because ain't no way I'm walking around with $40,000 worth of hardware in my laptop because, in my backpack. Because when that backpack gets stolen, you're going to have a heart attack, COVID-19 symptoms, HPV, HIV, and every three-letter disease or ten-letter disease, disease under the sun. You are going to manifest all those symptoms and will subsequently die in the process. Now, that means, if you were to buy, take for example, 22 of those, It will only cost you, well, you know, $1 million. $1,045,000. That's it. So, it doesn't say hardware. It doesn't say desktop. It says laptop. Anyone of you guys, you know, anyone of you tech guys know how much a laptop that costs $90,000? You see, this is the problem. If you investigate, you're going to find that, well, this is a world, black people doing what they do best, stealing their people's money. And then, you know, every time someone asks, why is your continent poor? Well, it's because of the Chinese. Well, it's because of colonialism. The question that had been asked, especially here on my show, even by a lot of my listeners, is how long are we going to use that excuse of, you know what, we are poor because of that one? We have got to reach a point where we have to say, okay, you know what, some of these things, not all of it, that's for sure, some of these things is on us. Because we are only counting, what Chinese influence and colonialism has costed us. We are not sitting to calculate just all the money that have been stolen by the leaders themselves, by the way. African. All the money that have been stolen, if it was invested, where would we be economically? Short answer, very far. Long answer, we're not gonna be there because we keep stealing. That's not rocket science, really. And corruption is not only in Namibia. And corruption is not only in Africa. The biggest money launderers are European countries. I know they're the ones that, you know, will show up here and start telling us, you know, that you strengthen your financial institutions, make sure you have laws that does not support terrorism. And then you find out, okay, what is Operation Timber Sycamore? Oh, hang on a second. Operation Timber Sycamore was an American and CIA, basically. Operation that was, I think put together during the Obama administration, where the U.S. channeled millions of dollars of taxpayers' money towards terrorists in Syria, so they can help them topple Assad's regime, which they pulled out, was that last year or earlier this year? A long operation. So, the very same guy that are coming to tell you don't fund terrorisms are themselves the biggest donors of terrorist activities. In other words, once again, and I can't stress this enough, empires are about expansion and control, not democracy, not because we care about LGBTQ rights, not because we care about women's rights, no. Expansion and control. Unfortunately, that's how empires operate. Actually, if I was in charge of the empire, that's how I would run it. Because if you want to have an empire running, you want to make sure that the competitors that will threaten your power are suppressed before they reach a level where they are too big for you to fight. Actually, that's the America's current situation with China. Well, economically, China is too big to fight. Well, and it's not like you can, this is a country with 1.4 billion people. You sanction them, they can consume their products. They have the population. Okay, go ahead. You sanction them. They run most of the supply chain especially in the extractive sector. So if you sanction them, you would be sanctioning you too. So, what's going on between the US and China? That's every empire's worst nightmare. Waking up to the realization and finding out that there's a big guy on the block. There's a guy on the block that can stand up and challenge you. It's like having a bully at your school, right? One that everyone knows that, you know, this is the big guy on the block. And they wake up one day, and find out that there is someone more, you know, there's someone much stronger than them. They are, you know, that's when they're gonna go, am I losing? Yes. So. Backtrack here. We have to start looking in the mirror and start you know, facing the reality that we are not as innocent as we would like to tell, as we like to tell ourselves when it comes to, when it comes to our economic problems. Sure, there are interferences from foreign countries, but who is allowing the interferences? Well, just us. And now, let's pack that bus and come back at home that is here in the Republic of Namibia. Human wildlife, human wildlife conflict is a story that we've been reading about for, for a while. And the Ministry of Environment and Tourism last year, I think, upped their compensation budget to, that will be used to compensate those ones that will find themselves into this whole, caught in the crosshairs of the human wildlife conflict. Well, we all thought human wildlife conflict was only, was going to be the only problem we have to deal with when it comes to animal and people fighting over space. But you see, here's the thing. Interesting enough. Oh, okay, look, here's the thing. It turns out, Oshakati, yeah, that's Oshakati, right? Hang on a second. Oshakati and Ongwediva, well, they are dealing with somewhat of a different situation. Everyone is complaining about human wildlife, conflict. Oshakati and Ongwediva, they are complaining about, human domestic animal conflict. It turns out they have domestic animals everywhere. Well, I know what you can do. You can eat some of them. I mean, like seriously, you can eat some of them. Because, this is mostly cattle that are everywhere. Now, I'm like, okay, why is this happening in the northern part of the... Now, truck drivers know that, a larger part of the northern part of the Red Line, that's where our agricultural practice in terms of animal husbandry is somewhat very questionable. Very questionable in a sense that, there's this time of the year where we let the animal roam free. And now, this is the time of the year when we are not, when we don't have crops in the field. We call it a ruvedrum thierero, which literally translates to the time of letting the cattle go, or leaving them. So this is where you don't mind where your cattle are. You only get them from time to time when you need them. But they're just out there roaming, grazing for themselves. But then again, there's you have people that are turning some of them into kapana. I mean, it's a whole different war. That is, it's barely reported because, it's kind of difficult to, okay, well, it's barely reported because most of it is usually, I think, settled, within traditional courts, because you have people that are, you have people that literally hunt domestic animals. If they find, you have people, in a lot of areas, especially my part of the country, the two regions, especially the Kavango East part, at least, that one I can speak with absolute certainty, where you have people that, that look around in their area and they see a cow that does not belong to anyone in that area. Let's say it's stray from the, from a nearby or maybe a far village. Oh, that cow is going kapana really fast. That cow is going kapana really fast. I know. Now, the human domestic animal. Yeah, you know that the Ministry of Environment and Tourism have been, one of their biggest pain in the eye is the human wildlife conflict. It turns out, we never thought that the Ministry of Agriculture will have their version of human domestic animal conflict, because, well, when I was going through the story, I was like, okay, now, is this, whose mandate is this gonna be? Minister of Environment and Tourism? Not really. This is going to be Minister of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform. And, what other thing, directorates that were added in? So, Shakati residents. Now, Ministry of Agriculture, this is the time when you now come in and tell us that, well, you know, and do what the Ministry of Environment and Tourism is doing. You know, if you have, you know, if half your field gets eaten, you get this amount of money. If your whole field gets eaten by, you know, gets destroyed by, you know, if all your crops gets eaten in the field by, you know, by wild animals or get destroyed, especially by elephants, because all elephants, all they do is walk and your crops is screwed. And, well, what do you think the Minister of Agriculture is going to do? Well, if you ran into a cow and your lights got damaged, you get this amount of money. Don't intentionally run into a cow. This is a comedy show. You're supposed to laugh and leave it there. Don't take advantage of it. Do not take advantage of it. Oh, speaking of which, oh yeah. Burkina Faso's military government has said it foiled a major plot to overthrow junta leader Captain Ibrahim Traoré, with an army alleging the plotters were based in neighboring Ivory Coast. That's just coming out. Okay. Now, here's the thing. I'm gonna take a quick break, and then I can bring you something, you're gonna love. You know that part, when I said earlier that, everything that goes wrong in Africa, even if it's done by Indians, Chinese, and why am I saying Indian? Oh, you may wanna look up the Adani Group in Kenya. Oh, you. Okay, yeah, but, you know, it's Adani. Because, I know the Ambani is one of the richest families, the richest families in India, if not the richest. Because you remember during the Ambani wedding, was that last year, when a bunch of celebrities, including Rihanna and I think Justin Bieber and Beyonce, you know, just showed up there to perform. Having one of those guys at your show is a big, but having a whole crew, you must have a whole lot of money. And amongst the people that were invited to that wedding were one of them, he died before he could show up to the wedding, the Rothschild guy, but Rothschild is a household name, which I'm told means, is, you know, it's German for red shield. But, the guy that passed, you know, the Rothschild, you know, he was a pretty old man that passed away last year, was also invited to that wedding. I mean, it was, it was huge. But coming back to Africa, anything that takes place in Africa, especially when it comes to government overthrow, you can bet an African leader is involved. Gaddafi's overthrow, African leaders were involved. Some leaders somewhere in South Africa, names I won't mention, woke up one day and they were told, well, but you signed here for us to intervene militarily. Like, hang on a second, how high was I? Like, too late now. We have, you know, F-16s in the air and Khartoum is on fire. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Let's take that quick break.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, Simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour of 10. Let's look into this whole allegations coming out of, the whole information, not allegations, actually. Although, you know, it also qualifies to be called that because, it's still requires a lot of confirmation. Let me just say it's allegations from, on my side, you know, just to be safe. Now, moving on, Guinea is a former French colony, both Guineas, basically, both Guinea-Conakry and Guinea-Bissau. And also, I think, does that also like Equatorial Guinea? Because we have a lot of Guineas. So the Conakry and Bissau, those are, you know, those are the capital cities, you know, for easy identification. And making matters worse, I think they are neighbors, so they, you know, it's very easy to confuse them. Which is why I like to get them, I like to get the information much better. Now, you have to understand that, the reason why I pointed, the Africans' involvement in their own demise is because every time I open a book and read a story of an African leader overthrown, in that story, one of the player is that African leader's right-hand man. Now, I'm not saying African leaders are perfect. Actually, no leader is perfect. Are you kidding me? Did you miss the part where I said that, Operation Timber Sycamore and, by the way, they have their own, you know, Wikipedia page. You can just read it on your own and you can, double-check your sources. They're all over the internet of how Obama's administration, basically endorsed using taxpayers' money to fund a bunch of terrorists in Syria to overthrow a sovereign government. Now, this is where people go, you know, this is where people now, usually these stories just go up to there and then they stop. You know, this whole thing is Obama's problem. And also, there are several embarrassing parts of that story. First of all, Obama has a PhD in constitutional law? Like he's a pretty smart guy. But you have to understand that, even with his brains, well, he could not fund his own campaign. So if you really want to understand who is behind, the funding and the subsequent overthrow, you know, the literal terrorist funding that led to the subsequent overthrow of the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad, you may want to find out who funded Obama's campaign. You see, this is where, you know, in most of these stories, Israel keeps coming up like over and over and over and over again, which is, again, I love the internet. Really love the internet. Moving on. Well, he's black and a constitutional lawyer. Now, before you start saying that, no, everyone who is black is my friend and everyone who is white is not. You see, that's where you're wrong. Some of Africa's biggest backstabbers are black, who backstabbed their fellow black men so they can take over power. In other words, they just showed up to a bunch of colonizers like Mobutu did and went like, you know what? Well, I know my guy there. It's going to be very difficult for you to control him because, you know, he's after the people, you know, taking all the resources and letting it benefit the people, yada, yada, yada. I don't care about that. Now, if you can just, kill the guy and you give me power, I don't care about the people as long as I'm rich and you are rich, screw everyone. But the painful thing is that's exactly what happened. And, one thing that you see is that after the imprisonment and murder of Patrice Lumumba, guess who rises to power? Mobutu Seseko. Didn't care about the people. He was building mansions left, right, and center in the middle of the DRC jungle. Most of them are being reclaimed by Mother Nature as we speak. That's a fancy way of saying, well, they require millions of dollars to maintain, and because, well, the guy maintained them on millions of dollars of being a dictator. Like, that's the only skill he had. And he was a military guy. So I think I admire him for that part. Now, the only skill you can offer is being a dictator, it's not like you can impart those skills on your kids. Well, you can, basically. But, well, thank God he didn't. Now, one thing that you see is that, when Mobutu Seseko takes over, he rules with an iron fist. Doesn't care about the people at all, only care about him, his right-hand man, and so, you know, so they don't, you know, overthrow him like he did. You know the drill. Bro is filthy rich. The people are filthy poor. He doesn't care. Now, what is it with the allegations of Burkina Faso's Ibrahim Traore, alleged overthrow plot coming out of neighboring Ivory Coast? Well, the first president of Guinea Conakry, not Guinea Bissau, Guinea Conakry. That's Suko Touré. Yeah. You see, Ahmed Seko Touré, in the 1950s, when the French were like, you know what, I know we have been oppressing you guys for a very long time now. What we're gonna do is we're gonna give you guys your positions back. You can have your countries. But the French were like, you can have your independence. Thank you very much. We are leaving. No, they weren't. They were staying. But they figured out a plot that instead of being directly colonizing the people, you can just go back to France and make sure you have a puppet in the, you know, as a president who will be doing, you know, the colonizing for you. It's called wireless colonialism. You see, even colonialism is keeping up with technology. It's called wireless colonialism, where you colonize people by, you know, letting, a puppet do it for you. Again, empires are about control. They don't care about your LGBTQ rights or human rights or, diversity, inclusion, and all that crap. No empire cared about that. they only, you know, they only pretend to care about it because it enables them to carry out their ultimate exercise, their ultimate desire, and that is control. That's it. Bottom line, control. I don't care what they're telling, you know, we're here for you. Your rights matters to us. Maybe the person saying it really means it. Maybe the organization doing it really means it. But the country of origin, well, the guys at the top of that economic and political food chain, they don't really care about any of that. Can they use you as a tool to control and therefore make money or not? If they cannot, they don't care. If they can, they will really, really, really pretend to care. You see, Suko Tore came to power and he decided, you know what, the French here were, you know, the French are very terrible at this whole colonizing thing. I don't know how they pulled it off. But the thing is, with their romantic language, everyone keeps saying it's romantic. I'm going to go with Swahili on this one. With their romantic language, they managed to, in their quote-unquote withdrawal of their former colonies in the 1950s, they told their, you know, the presidents, the people that were taking over presidency of their former colony that, you know what, you can take over the presidency as long as you keep using our currency and we basically run your money. You know, in the very same way that we are very, you know, we are just figuring out that, well, the Namibian dollar is pegged to the South African rand, and the South African rand is privately run out of Switzerland, blah, blah, blah. You know, stuff like that. And it's one of those things that makes people go, hang on a second. I didn't know that. Internet is there, Baba. Just, go nuts. But, put in mind, you are in uncharted waters. You are going to discover a lot of fascinating stuff that you will read about and, the worst thing that could happen to you is wake up. Actually, that's the best thing. Sorry for using the wrong word there. But anyway, Suko Tore decided, you know what? Actually, you can keep your central bank. We will keep our own money. And the French were like, okay, you know what? If we let this slide, all our colonies are going to start saying, well, if he can do it, so can I. If he can do it, so can I. Then we'll lose control. So they decided under Charles de Gaulle at the time, decided to make an example out of him. They destroyed every piece of infrastructure they built. When I say everything, I mean everything. They destroyed everything from medicine. They broke glasses of buildings. Windows of buildings. They broke everything on their way out. In other words, if we paid for it, we're leaving it with you. So Suko Tore was like, fine. I totally understand that. Then they figured, hang on a second. Hey, this guy is very stubborn. So what can we do? So he figured out a genius way of, of having his country print his own money. The French were like, right. Let's go out there and ruin his regime. So they decided to replicate, to make counterfeit of the, counterfeit of Guinea-Conakry's money. And then, basically damning it in a lot of places across the country. And now picture this. Let's not fool ourselves. President Ntumpo deciding, you know what? I'm tired of money being pegged to South Africa, so therefore, and also being printed by a foreign country. What we're going to do is we're going to come up with our own means so we can print and control our own money. First of all, believe me, no one is going to care. She's the first female president if she did that. Because a lot of those multinational companies who stand to lose billions with a decision like that, oh no, they are not going to be very happy. Chances are very high, everywhere you look on mainstream media, you will be reading about the first female dictator on the continent. She didn't do anything wrong, she just threatened their money. Empire, control. That's it. The rest is secondary. Now, anyway. Don't worry, she's not going to be the first, you know, female dictator. She's not going to be a dictator. First of all, she speaks slow. She's just nice. That's not a dictator vibe. That's the problem. Now, moving on. Picture this. This is just a hypothetical scenario. Picture this. The current president decides we are going to have our own mint in Namibia and print our own money and control, and use our own natural resources to back up that money's value and stuff. First of all, you'll have a lot of angry Chinese, a lot of angry Indians, and a lot of angry white people. And a lot of very angry banks. Bankers. And most of the international bankers are from the West. Yeah, actually, most of the international bankers are from the West. Interesting enough. Now, but anyway, one thing that you see there is that to fight back, Western country or Eastern country or China or India and whoever loses the most, or maybe they can gang up, and then they start printing counterfeit Namibian dollars. And they start throwing it around the country. First of all, most of us cannot tell the difference between an original note and a counterfeit one. And second of all, we just don't care as long as it's buying us the stuff that we want. With the current economic inequality, you see people showing up with bags of money. But the thing is, that's actually a very easy way to destroy your economy. Because if you have more products, if you have more money than products in circulation, what you are going to have is inflation, because the prices will shoot through the roof, so they can reach the level of equilibrium. We're talking about the supply and demand can balance each other. Now, what you are going to see is if you have 10 people lined up at MNZ. Each and every one of them with the millions of dollars to buy cars, what do you think MNZ is going to do? They'll jack up the price. And the more they jack up, the more people show up with stacks of money, the more they jack up the price. And what's going to happen is you are going to have empty shelves and people with a lot of money. The shelves are empty. Why? Because there is more money in circulation, but not, the products are not being produced at a fast enough pace to keep up with the money supply. Well, that was what the French did, allegedly, to Sukotore. They figured that, breaking all the pieces of infrastructure did not work, so they decided to print counterfeit money. It is alleged that the money was printed in the nearby country, aka Senegal. And that money was then flooded in Guinea's, Guinea-Conakry to disrupt their economic activities, basically increasing the money supply in the country, therefore raising the prices of all the products, leading to hyperinflation. That was Guinea. So again, Senegal is mentioned in that story, and the one for Ibrahim Traoré here, Ivory Coast, is mentioned in the story. Now, which is not surprising when you look at where your presidents spend their holidays, and basically opens up the door for them to be used by foreign interest. I know what you're gonna say. No, black people this, black people that. No, actually, it's people this, people that. It has nothing to do with black. It has everything to do with greed. And last time I checked, greed is in all of us. Helmut is here right now complaining about, corruption, this. The Minister of Health is corrupt. The Minister of Agriculture is corrupt. Minister of Education is corrupt. They are not corrupt. This is just an example. As a minister, especially Minister of Education, that doesn't look like a corrupt face. I'll be shocked. I'll be like, hang on a second, madam. I mean, when you were executive director, I didn't see this, but. Okay, madam, find something to do, because this whole corruption thing, But anyway, take that very same Helmut that's complaining on Eagle FM about corruption, put him in the position of the guy that is, you know, that is being alleged, that is being alleged to be corrupt. And you see corruption times a million. So when it's benefit, see, I think this is where I really appreciate Namibia now. We put it in a very clear way, like we summarized it better than anyone on the planet. When it's benefiting you, it's connection. When it's not benefiting, you know, when it's illegal and it's benefiting you, it's connection. When it's illegal and it's not benefiting you, it's corruption. So that, you know, that statement sums it up. Unfortunately, sums it up in a nutshell. So I am not surprised to come across stories like, you know, stories like, the, you know, what is, coming out of Burkina Faso right now. And, by the way, guess where the first report is coming out? It's coming out of BBC. Now, I'm not saying BBC is the problem. I'm just saying, Africans, can we please, you know, we really have to spread, you know, we really have to prioritize information sharing. I started coming across this on social media about 2 days ago. Now, I was just working on verifying, like looking at all these things because it was all over social media. Now, Burkina Faso's military government has said it foiled a major plot to overthrow Ibrahim Traoré with the army alleging the plotters were based in neighboring Ivory Coast. Security Minister Mahamadou Sana says the coup attempt was led by a current and former soldier working with terrorist leaders. See? The intention was to attack the presidential palace last week, he added. Who is ahead of the overthrow? By the current and former soldier. What? Okay, I need a break for this one.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. The time is 17 minutes left to the hour of 11. That is when I say goodbye. Burkina Faso army says it foiled a major coup attempt. Burkina Faso's military government has said, that's according to Ghana Web. Burkina Faso has said, I just wanted to find something African, like serious. Burkina Faso has said it foiled a major plot to overthrow, Ibrahim Traoré with the army alleging the plotters were based in neighboring Ivory Coast. Security Minister Mahamadou Sana said the coup attempt was led by current and former soldiers. So former soldiers and some of them were in the inner circles. The intentions was to obviously, you know, attack the presidential palace. You know, that's how coups work, really, because that's where they take over the state house, you know, take over the capital, take over the state house, take over the government seat, blah, blah, blah. Now, the aim of the plan was to sow total chaos. That's how overthrows work, you know, stir up trouble. No, anyone that of you know that followed the that read up on the war in Ukraine knows that it goes beyond 2022, like way back, you know, and how NGOs when and a lot of NGOs were basically implicated in them, like seriously, I'm like, yo. Now, anyway, and the the intention was to sow chaos and place the country under this, you know, under supervision of international organization. I know. Sana said the state television, now that was the report from the, you know, from the security minister, you know, from the security minister on state television on Monday. Now, it's the latest several, you know, it's one of the latest several, several claims of attempts to remove Ibrahim Traore, who seized power in 2022 and increased a militant attacks. Burkina Faso, like its Sahel neighbors, has been battling armed jihadist groups with an estimated 40% of the country under their control. You see, economic inequality is the biggest enemy to democracy. Economic inequality is the biggest threat to democracy. Let me just say poverty. Let me just go with poverty. Poverty is the biggest threat to democracy because when people are poor, they are willing to do anything to make a buck. And when I say anything, my dear Lord, I mean anything, because it's very easy to recruit people that are hungry if you are promising them bread, even if it's momentarily. But the thing is, you know, it reminds me of one drama that I was watching yesterday. This is just beautiful enough. This is a drama that was just, you know, played out by Namibians on stage. And, you know, it was beautiful, like really beautiful how they portrayed pretty much how, it's basically a drama that portrays, foreign intervention and foreign interest and how they show up with very big briefcases promising those that, promising anyone who is able to listen, heaven and earth. And as soon as they acquire the land or extractive natural resources or whatever it is that they're after, they start, kicking in the teeth everyone, including people that opened the door for them when they first showed up. Let's pay the bills, and we'll continue on the other side. Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratas.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always pay.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. It's 11 minutes before I say goodbye. So, it turns out that is what is going on in Burkina Faso, but it all points out to, desperation and also how easy it is to manipulate, some people. There will always be someone that is easy to manipulate. I mean, it's not rocket science. And you can find, desperate and, in terms of money, food, or power, you'll find, people that are desperate in any community. Again, that's not something that's unique to Africa. And I have heard a lot of stereotypes. Africans can't lead themselves, blah, blah, blah. Nah, all those things are just some nonsense being used to, you know, to justify colonialism. Well, okay, Africans can't lead themselves. Dude, you just showed up. How do you think we have survived this long? Well, we've been leading ourselves. Duh. So, but the most painful thing I find about that, you know, that nonsensical quote is that there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of Africans that believe that nonsense. That there's a society that is perfect. No, there's none. And you have, I swear, I was shocked to find out there are people that believe there's no corruption in the West. I'm like, yo, are you kidding me? In America, bribing politicians is legal. It's called lobbying. They just rebranded everything. Well, it's not bribe. It's lobbying. It's legal, which is why, well, it's not classified under corruption. I know. Now you have a bunch of billionaires running the entire country. No one calls that corruption, but God forbid that happens in Africa. Hey. Where's the media is going to go bananas? But in the next, in the last 9 minutes, let me come back to what is going on in the Republic of Namibia. More and more promises being made, and let's see if we can pull this off. And by that, I mean, really? Other promises that we have here. Agriculture Ministry to improve access to fishing vessels for Namibians by 2030. Really? Why not now? But anyway, Deputy Minister of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform, Ruth Masake, plans to make fishing vessels more accessible to Namibian operators over the next 5 years. Masake also said the ministry will improve capacity building for people in the fishing industry. Look, why are you doing, why are you telling us about that? I'm telling you the promises, so that when the promises are not fulfilled, you can complain. You're welcome. I'll just be here to basically pour petrol in all the fire, the promises of fire they start there. They just, you know, put petrol on it and then pass the ball to you so that when this is not, you know, is not taking place, we start saying, well, you remember on the, on this day of this year, that guy said this and this and this. Masake made the remarks, now this was, you know, in Swakopmund during a strategic plan for the 2025-2030 and the annual work plan for 2025-2026 workshop. Usually on workshops, people just use ChatGPT to write a speech, and then they start, you know, doing things like that. I'm not saying ChatGPT was involved, but well, I know I would have done that. I mean, seriously. Yeah. Now, she said the strategic and annual work plan must align with the 6th National Development Plan, and this is something that we, Helmut Nadwaita went through with the midterm expenditure, midterm expenditure framework, something in that line, we are in 2025 and we have vision 2030. That means we only have 4 years left. No, we have 5 years. Hey, 2030 doesn't count. 2030 is the vision. You know, that time when we'll all be, yeah, right. Now, this is NDP, National Development Plan, and the ruling party's manifesto and its implementation plan. That's nice. Now, the deliverable. Now, I'm bringing that up because, our fishing sector is still tainted thanks to the fish rot. Case. So, the Ministry of Fisheries, if you ask me, is still working on the more like a damage control. You know, it's very easy to screw up. You can screw up in one day, but fixing your reputation after that takes a very long time. That's why every time, what I would do if I was the Minister of Fisheries? I would replace something, the fisheries part, because you have to answer, the corruption took place mainly in the Ministry of Fisheries, or albeit with the assistance of the Ministry of Justice. But, Everyone, you know, the whole thing is now called fish rot. So now, if I was the minister of fisheries here in Namibia, I would find a different English word that, a synonym. Yeah. Fishery synonym. Let's see if we can find the synonym of the word fishery. Well, the definition of fishery, the synonym, I'm looking for synonym. You jerk. What is the name of, another name of fishery? Right. Okay. It's called, what? Fish tanks, fish ponds. Well, unfortunately for you guys, it all has fish, fish in. Synonym for, no, well, just looking for something fishing. Okay. Harpooning. Yep. There we go. Instead of saying Ministry of Fisheries and Marine Resources, just say Ministry of Harpooning and Marine Resources, anything to get rid of the fish part of the, name. Because the corruption took place in Ministry of Fisheries, the main name of the case that's been commonly come to be known is fish rot. So the word fish is, maybe we should put it on hold for now and maybe bring it back when the dust have settled. So how about from now moving forward, instead of saying Ministry of Fisheries and Marine Resources, say Ministry of Harpooning and Marine Resources. Or how about we just go with Ministry of Marine Resources? Because, well, marine is a fancy way of saying water. So fish is in the water. No one goes fishing in the middle of the savannah. Like, that's hunting. I know. This one is on Queen Elizabeth's language. No one goes fishing in the middle of the savannah, and no one goes hunting in the middle of the ocean. Although that's, that applies though. If you're hunting for seals, assuming you can dive, you can do that. Seal catching. Okay, no, let's just go with fishing and hunting. So the pulling that off is something that would be make a lot of Namibians proud, and heal a few wounds that were inflicted by fish rot. So you think they can really pull that off? Like, that's one of those questions that is worth asking, and basically everyone will be looking at it and going like, that's a very nice promise, honorable, but I'm not going to, I'm not going to be a party pooper. I'll just, sit and watch out and see, although, by 2030, so, by 2020, I know, 2029, 2030, 2029 we're going for 2029 presidential elections. Yeah. 2029 presidential elections. Yeah. 2029 presidential elections. We are going to go through all these things after those elections. And whoever is going to take over this ministry in 2030, which will be our economic vision of ultimate economic prosperity nationally, good luck with that. Not with the current economic inequality. You ain't no way you're pulling that off. Not with connections running the show. But anyway. Come 2030, whoever is going to take over the ministry is going to have to, is just going to go, well, where is that promise coming from? Well, it's coming from 2025. Well, I was not the minister in 2025. And the Minister of Fisheries, the time, Minister of Agriculture will be most likely be at the farm with the Land Cruiser at the time. And they'll be telling us they'll be signing off, parliamentarily in the very same way that the Minister of Sport signed out. I don't want anyone calling me. And I can travel anyway. I can go to the farm or, did she say Azerbaijan? One of those, Eastern European countries. But, some of these statements actually requires, explanation. But, the ministry also plans to accelerate and reform equitable land distribution. Well, the Ministry of Agriculture. This, now this ministry is really long. Your Ministry of, well, now this is, Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform. Not Ministry of Agriculture, not Ministry of Fisheries and Marine Resources. Different ministries. Let's pay the bills.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepared.
Welcome back. The time is just a minute to the hour. You know, it's just a minute to the hour. It's a minute past, not a minute to. A minute past the hour of 11. And where were we? The ministry also promises, equitable land distribution. We read, but we don't judge. Each of these areas has been, the ministry also plans to accelerate and land reform and equitable land distribution, expand water supply infrastructure. Oh, guys, we have rain now. We're not gonna have rain forever. Well, let's go. But you know what? If you get yourself the e-village, you see that Windhoek is still having water crisis right now in the middle of flooding season. Windhoek must be serious, man. What's wrong with it? Whoa. Okay. Breathe. Well, we have cheaper electricity. Cheaper by a few cents. Albeit by a few cents, but well, still cheap. But anyway. Equitable land distribution, expand water supply infrastructure, plan to construct a second desalination plant in Erongo, as well as to ensure full operation of green schemes for increased food production and employment creation. Nice. Sounds like me asking for someone's daughter's number, you know, making promises I know definitely won't keep. One very biggest lie. You know what? You go out with me, I can last for 10 minutes in bed. That's the biggest lie. Really big lie. Really, 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 really big lie. 10 minutes. But anyway, 3 minutes past the hour of 11. Mrs. Masalicho is about to walk in here. Now, make I rush through this. Each of these areas has been allocated to specific directorates. Alright. I trust that each of you is well versed in your directorate's obligations. Not each of you and me. Each of those people heading the directorates. Which I will share with you separately. Of course. Now, she also did say that the strategic annual plan, focused on, I'm looking for the president, but yeah, here it is. The deliverable assigned to this ministry by Her Excellency the President, but they are also achievable, provided we match vision with discipline. Oh yeah, see, that's the most important part. And planning with execution remarkable, with execution remarked. Remarked the deputy minister. Nice speech. Right. Now, let's execute this, these plans. We have 5 years, guys. We have 5 years. We have 5 years of executing the plans. This one thing I like about politics. It's either you guys have 5 years of executing these plans, or I'm gonna have 5 years of making fun of you guys. Now, don't get me wrong. Part of me is hoping you don't execute the plans, so I can, well, make fun of you guys. Now, more often, my very weird and twisted dream of hoping you guys don't execute the plan so I can make fun of you have a way of coming through by a shocking margin statistics. Believe me, interesting enough. And that's, that's accounting for a lot of things, basically, that factors in the, into the lack of execution of some of these plans. One of which is you can promise a hospital, but when it comes to the money, the question is, first of all, who's going to pay for it? Do you have the money? If you have the money and you execute it, you know, that's why my shows now becomes very short, because I'll be here like, well, there's new hospital, you know, being opened. Congratulations, blah, blah, blah. The beauty is when you fail to execute the plan. That's when I come here and say, aha! I know it's diabolical, right? Man, the things I do for a living. Well, to be fair, I'm not running around selling people's kidneys, so I'm good. At least I can go to sleep without, you know, overdosing myself with cocaine. More like, drugging myself with some heavy drugs so I can sleep. I can come here, make fun of you guys, and then go back to bed. And, you know, go home and sleep like a baby. When most of you are, you know, losing your sleep going, ah, man, what's that guy gonna talk about tomorrow? And I'm just here and saying, you know, just chill, relax. Just tune in. That's, on Eagle FM. So we have the state of the nation, we have a state of the nation address coming up tomorrow. So, expect a few interruptions from the usual schedule. We have the state of the nation address that is basically like Dwight's, Dwight puts it, put it yesterday that, I remember making that mistake in high school, man. My crush was also sitting there. I went that, what the past tense of put it. She was the first one to laugh. I'm still traumatized by that. I think I need therapy. 6 minutes into the hour of 11, I have to get out of here. The government recently tabled the government recently tabled 85 billion financial budget aimed at creating 550,000 jobs across the sector like agriculture, construction, oil and gas. Guys, the promises are being made. The promises are being made in Parliament by politicians, and the promises are being inflated by, you know, a comedian on Eagle FM. The promises shall be made fun of if they are not executed in the way that they are being made, you know, in due course. Now with that, I leave you in peace in the hands of Sizwe Masalicho. And like I pointed out, expect some interruptions in the usual schedule tomorrow with the state of the nation address table or scheduled to take place tomorrow, especially morning shows like mine. But I know that African times are most likely to start late, but I must finish so I can go eat. I love you, wifey.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build. Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.